pressing onward to the mark of the high calling. I'm pressing onward where no troubles ever comes. I'm pressing onward where I see my Savior. I'm pressing onward, and my race is nearly run. Dark clouds, they've been gathering all day around me. Troubles come, and they'll know where I could hide. But my Savior, He's always there beside me, bringing comfort through the dark and stormy night. So no matter what befalls me up on His footstool, I will ever keep mine eyes upon Him, the one who saved me from all my sorrow. And I'll just keep on pressing on till I see Him. So don't you worry about them, little pilgrim. God is calling, and I'll gladly go with Him. I'll keep mine eyes steadfastly upon heaven, where one day I am planning to enter in. I'm pressing onward to the mark of the high calling. I'm pressing onward where no trouble can overcome. I'm pressing onward where I see my Savior. I'm pressing onward, and soon I will see Him come. Good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to know. That's beautiful sound. He said, blessed are they that knew know the joyful sound. Yes. There's a sound, brother, that when God's people's tuned up, brother, man can't make that. It's got to come from God, brother Jeremy. And I thank Him today for every time that He looks down and lets me feel the breeze. No wonder the old writer had said, come, O thou north wind, blow thou south upon the garden. A garden enclosed in my sister and my spouse. A spring shut up and a fountain sealed. I'm glad on the morning of the resurrection, when the Roman soldier pierced Him in the side, that He opened up that fountain and it flowed to the former and the hinder seas. And summer and then winter, it will flow. Listen, the day Jesus said, let him that is athirst come and take all the water of life freely. Let him, listen, that hears say, come. Let just whomsoever will come. I'm glad I heard the call in my life, brethren, that I took heed unto that light that shined down in my dark heart. He drew me out of darkness into his marvelous light, brethren. Listen today, friend. There is a voice. Listen, come down from God out of heaven, and it speaks to your heart. Listen for the voice of God, brethren. It's a guiding and leading. It's a showing you the way. If you're in the dark, I know, friend, the day that the small light of a candle can lighten all the dark areas, brother. From a distance, you can see the light of shining. Brethren, I was down in that darkness, and I heard the voice of God, and I'm like John in the Alabama. I turned to see him. I listened, who spoke, and his voice it was as the voice of many waters, and he spoke to my heart, brother. I saw the light, brother. And no wonder that old country western music man, he wrote that light. Whether ever took heed to it or not, he wrote the song about I saw the light. Listen today, friend. If you don't take heed unto the light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the day star rises in your heart. Just seeing and hearing about it, it's not good enough, friend. You must take heed as unto that light. You must repent and be born again. He's a calling today. He loved you, friend. He loved the creation of his hand. He loved the old church. I was down in the wilderness, brother. And the writer said, like the young, who is this I see? Coming up out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved. Do you ever lean upon him? He's out an everlasting arm, and his own arm would bring salvation unto him. Who is his arm today? Listen today, brother. I hear the writer saying that Jesus himself sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, all power and authority being made subject unto him. He's worthy the day to be praised, brother. Friend today, and they crucified him, they spit upon him when he was on the earth. But in that morning, friend, he's gonna come riding on a white horse. Listen, who is this on the right horse? His name is called the Word of God, and his vesture was dipped in blood. Listen today, accept your vesture. I'll be dipped in blood. You can't go with him when he comes. Friend, you must be born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible. By the word of God which lives and abides forever. This word, brethren, whom we have here today. We came from the beginning, brother. The Bible said in the beginning was that word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. the Word. I was made flesh, and listen, dwelled among us, and we beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Listen today, brother. I believe that Word today. Still here, brother. His still in the hearts of His people. It's making manifest into the world. And by His Word the heavens was formed, and the earth and the thing therein, and all things was created by this Word. Brother, listen, what a God we have today that created such a magnificent place for His people to dwell. Do you ever look out into the night, brother, and see the infirmities of the handiwork of our God? It's just the handiwork of the Lord. Much greater things that He has for you, my friend. Your eyes have never seen them. The ears have never heard them. And I think, brethren, like them, I've thought of some of the most beautiful things I've seen on earth. And I think a God that won't even compare with heaven. And I think of the sweet sound and the gospel as it comes down. And that won't even compare with it, brethren. And I've tasted of the Lord, but in that morning I'm going to eat at the table of the Lord, and ain't going to compare with that. Sweet heaven, sweet heaven, how long for thee, when will I ever get there? Listen today, friend, if you don't know Him this morning, children, He's got His arms stretched out, He's a beckoning unto you, as He did that day when He looked out over Jerusalem. He cried unto Jerusalem and cried, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered you as a hen would gather her brood, and you would not. Now your house is left unto you desolate. Listen today, friend, if you don't know Jesus this morning, you're living in a desolate hell. You're living in a wilderness land. There is no water where you live. If I can lead you and tell you there's water on the backside of the desert, there is a river and the streams thereof make glad the city of our God. That stream is flowing today. If you don't get a drink of that water, it's your own fault this morning. He come unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many did receive Him, gave He them power to become the sons of God. He come unto those that didn't have nothing to do with Him. The little Syrophoenician woman, brother, I come to her, and she cried unto Him, Jesus, I'll cast out the devil out of my daughter. No, it's not me to give the children bread under the dawn. But here's the compassion. Here's the mercy of the Lord. Here's the faith that you need. God, but listen, the crumbs, if they fall from the children's table, if we can get a bite of that crumb. Listen, He said, for this saying, thy daughter is healed. If you can get a crumb today, listen, take it, cherish it, listen, but you'll never get a meal till you come to the Lord with all thine heart, soul, mind, and strength. When I was out there in the world, I remember how I tasted of the Lord, and I'd go home in the night, and I'd pray, brother, and I'd cry, well, I don't like your utter sin, brother, like a crane that I chatter, like a dove that I mourn. I saw Him, the writer said, I saw Him, have you seen Him, whom my soul loves? I saw for Him in the stream. No, I come to the watchman, and the watchman wounded me. But I went beyond the watchman, and I found Him whom my soul loves.
took him into my mother's home. I told the world about him. I'm still telling the world about him. How good he is this morning. How wonderful he is. No wonder he said, wonderful is his name. Greatly to be praised is the Lord this morning. Listen, brother, the only one that's worthy to open up the book and loose the seals thereof. I sing your song, brother. It's been good that we've been here today. It's a good place to be in the house of the Lord. When you can feel the wind, when you can feel the south wind blow, when you can taste of that sweet sound that comes from the garden. Oh, friend, a garden unenclosed. You get in the garden, and the garden will get in you. And you could drink, you could eat, and my Father appointed unto me a kingdom. So I also will appoint unto you that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. Have you ever drank and ate at the table of the Lord? He's got food to spare. He's got bread to eat. Your father, they eat it where they eat angels' food. They eat manna in the wilderness, and they are dead. But I am bread that come down from God out of heaven, that a man can eat thereof and never die the day. It's an everlasting salvation. Therefore with joy I'll draw out of the wells of salvation. What are you drawing from? I'm a drinking from a fountain that had never run dry. I'm going to a city where the lights are hanging high. I'm waiting for my call. He's going to call like old Job of old cried. Hide me in the grave, dear Lord. Set me upon the time and call my name. And I'm going to answer him. I'm going to go one morning. I'm going to see my Lord for myself and not another friend. I'm going to hear his voice. Come up a little higher. I've got a place for you in my kingdom, brother. Are you going to sit on the right hand? Are you going to sit on the left hand? It don't matter to me, brother. I don't care what side of the kingdom I sit on. Only thing I'm worried about, and I'm going to get there, brother. That's all I care about, brother. It don't matter where I go, or where I'm on the right hand, or where I'm on the left hand. I just want to be there. I just want to sing that song. I want to hear the angels sing. I want to walk up and down the streets of the light of gold, brother. I want to walk in that city we call heaven, brother. Bless the Lord today. There is a city, the old writer said a long time ago, brother, whose builder and maker is God. It's eternal in the heavens. I'm going there for myself and not another. I'm going to see Jesus. He's the rock in a weary land. He's the shelter in the time of storm. Won't you lean upon him? Press on, press on to the mark of the high calling. He's a calling unto you, friend. He's a seeking while, he may be found, brother. Call upon him while he's near, for the day of his coming is nigh. And who shall be able to stand the day of his coming, mother? Only them that's been down to the banquet house. Only those that's had the blood applied to the soul, brother. I want you to know there's life in him. We're living in the land of the covenant of life, brother. If you get a drink of that water, you'll have life eternal, friend. It'll never leave you, no. It's always there for them that seek him, brother. Listen, hear the day what the Spirit said to them unto the saints. Seek him and live. Thank the Lord this morning.